Hi, my name's Shane Burley.
And I'm Monica Homburg.
And we are the S&M...
Rant, It's like I got nothing.
Wer ist der größere Fucktard?
Fucktard of the week now.
Yes, we do. I love
and
this one.
We have three this week.
Yeah, we have.
You found, actually.
There's
two and a bonus.
And a bonus, because the bonus is like kind of doesn't count because it's a really old article, but it's like, it's just kind of a wow.
It's so, just kind of a, okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah, so where do we begin? Do you want to start
well,
with the first one?
Well, I'm kind of interested in this woman stabbing herself.
Okay, do talk.
To frame a love rival.
Go on.
Which seems really twisted. An English woman. I guess just recently, this past week, the article came out. Threw bleach on her face. Okay.
This is an
Sorry.
Effort.
Stabbing and they...
I know.
They neglect the bleach. Okay.
And this,
threw
like, that's
bleach
actually
on
the
her
worst
face,
one.
Stabbed
yeah.
herself with a screwdriver and sent death threats to her own residential address in an attempt to frame her husband's lover. Okay, first of
yes.
all... You're sending yourself death threats. You'd think they would recognize your voice. And somebody throwing bleach on their own face.
Maybe their email. Maybe they're maybe it's sending death threats to her own residential address. Maybe implies that it's a physical thing like mail. The
maybe.
Death threats would be like a letter or something like cut in one of those in, like ransom note
oh,
things.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
All
no,
right.
No, I don't
so,
know
if I well, oh god. Okay, well, I'm gonna continue.
Yeah, now
on
now
here.
She's
now,
totally
now.
Got no. See, you were totally wrong about her. She's
yeah, no.
she's really got. She's pretty sane. Just, but the it starts out, and all I can think about is, are you, like, who is being punished here? If you've thrown bleach in your own face and stabbed yourself to frame your love rival, I think you're in bad shape here, physically. Like, you're really fucking yourself over. Anyway,
well,
please go ahead.
Lynn Kitching from Hull was only caught...
Is this Canada? Out.
Hull, England.
Hull, England, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, right, English.
Was only caught out after lipstick she used to write, "Ha ha, die fast," on her own window. Revealed her DNA.
Oh, that's awesome.
The 27-year-old went on a 9-month vendetta against former friend Andrea Pierce after she told Kitching she had been having an affair with her husband. As well as self-harm and the threats, she set her own house on fire and blamed Mrs. Pierce, a married mother. Mrs. Pierce arrested on 4 separate occasions, spent a total of 20 hours in custody for alleged crimes she did not commit. Kitching admitted the acts after forensic... Oh, sorry, I missed a... Oh, yeah.
No,
Kitching admitted to the acts after forensic tests on the lipstick and gum used on the envelope of a threatening letter. Okay, so it is a letter. I thought it was a voicemail. Revealed the truth. Last week, she pleaded not guilty in Hull Crown Court to attempting to pervert the course of justice and was given a suspended 9-month jail term with an 18-month supervision order. Judge Michael Metier said Kitching's conduct was outrageous, yeah, no shit, and that she had never come across, or sorry, he had never come across anything like it. You wasted substantial police time, Mrs. Pearson, Mrs. Pearson, had told you that she was having an affair with your husband and that caused you to flip out and fell into the most almost addiction of making up stories against her. Now, it's interesting that he said this because something recently was said here in BC about somebody who I'd have to find the article again, but basically somebody had done something and blamed somebody else for it and they now have to pay back the amount of money,
the legal fees
as
yeah.
well as the amount that the police spent to
yeah.
investigate, which
oh,
I love
Canada.
I love that
that's the
I
well
love that.
As far as I understand it, that's actually one of the key differences between the Canadian system of law and the US system, in that if you have somebody a case that's like basically unsubstantiated, I was trying to sound intellectual but I didn't really get away with it, you can't just file random lawsuits basically because
yeah,
you're
well exactly which
liable.
Is a good thing so
yeah,
so that's
thing.
The first crazy that we have this week.
So it's a good one, yeah, okay.
So we're moving on to the second one, this one I think might be the winner just from the title alone.
I don't know. I mean, I have to say, I don't want to change your mind on anything right away, but I have to say that it takes real balls to stab yourself and throw bleach in your face, okay? Like, yeah. I mean, I think you're a fucking anus, but I also think that, you know, I mean, you see that in movies where somebody's trying to do that and they're like stabbing themselves and you're just like, I can't. I mean, I think it's tormenting to give myself a bikini wax because I'm just like, you know, you pull and it hurts like hell and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna do that again. Like, you stab yourself and then it's like, that really hurts. I have to do it again. Like, I don't understand.
Right,
well, so,
I mean, you know, to make it real, to really sell the
crime, the
ability
so,
for
and
her
the house
to,
setting your house on fire.
Yeah,
I mean,
I wish the title had been more descriptive. You know,
because it really doesn't.
Because it just that totally threw me as time went on. I'm like, Jesus, really? Why?
So much effort.
So this next one is, I guess, a guy was arrested for filming women in a changing room.
And let's give you the excuse.
And his excuse was wife's menopause and his Viagra.
Yeah.
So I guess this is in the UK again, in London.
Oh, congratulations,
so
UK.
So congratulations, UK. You're screwed.
You're
and
really
take it away.
So it's just like a UK fucktard fest today. Okay, so a middle-aged man in Britain who escaped being jailed after... How did he escape being jailed? Okay, who escaped being jailed after he filmed women in a changing room at a leisure center. It's just so relaxing, you know? And
I
leisure
know,
center.
You know? I'm feeling really good. Look at my camera.
Yeah, you know, I need some random woman's cooch, yeah. Has blamed Viagra and his wife's menopause for his perverted behavior. Well, if your wife is going through menopause and you can't fuck, because let's say that's what it is and she's just not in the mood, why then are you taking Viagra?
That's a very good question.
Right?
Like, why would you need... Well, I suppose... Well, we were talking about, you know, these guys that need to, you know, need help getting it up. Maybe he just wanted to masturbate.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he could have.
Maybe. All right.
I suppose. But, okay, sorry, continue.
Neil Smith, 57, was caught while filming a woman who had been swimming with her 5-year-old son. Oh, there's nothing like fantasies with a, you know, 5-year-old son, and was getting changed with him. Oh, that's cute. At Hillsborough Leisure Centre, Sheffield, South Yorkshire, on August 11th. Smith of Barnsley, South Yorks, was spotted. It sounds so proper, no matter what the British are doing. It always sounds like, oh god, I just jizzed all over somebody in Bamington. You know, like, it just sounds so nice. I don't know. All right. So Smith of Barnsley, South Yorks, was spotted pointing the digital video camera into the cubicle, twisting and turning the device to get a better view of his shock victim. That would not be suspicious. You see the fucking camera, like, just fucking
not
turning.
At all.
It's
no
not
way.
Weird. Police uncovered a Peeping Tom's toolkit, including. So he's planned this whole thing, not like he just randomly brought something with him, including a jacket. So uncovered a Peeping Tom's toolkit, including a jacket down the sleeve of which they recovered a 30-centimeter plastic ruler attached to the elastic bands to a video recorder. He's MacGyvering his porn. It's like his perversion. You know, he's got like the ruler.
30-centimeter plastic ruler attached to elastic bands. Wow.
He's good. He's getting, you know, like, he didn't really, like, he did it all himself. This is a DUI. DIY.
Oh, the next paragraph is horrifying.
Oh, good. They also discovered a plastic bag containing batteries, a partly used bottle of lubricant, a vibrating male masturbating device. Was it the one we just saw? Was it the egg? Or was it like a fleshlight or what?
Well, no, this one's vibrating. No, the one we saw was just purely a some, you know,
I thought
foamy
it was vibrating.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
No, it didn't vibrate. Not that I... Well,
I
not that
did.
One anyway.
Okay.
They may have vibrated.
A used swimming costume. I did not even like a swimsuit. A used swimming costume. Kind of like half a clown costume, half a swimsuit. A mirror and a camera case. So instead of like a rape kit, he's got his like pervert jack-off kit. This is nice. So police also found a clip of the woman and child in a camera memory card hidden inside a sock. Was it wet?
I don't even want to know.
As well as covert footage showing other females getting changed. Smith, who admitted voyeurism. Did he? Like, No.
I didn't do it.
I don't know what was happening with that ruler. I was measuring my arm, and then
were stuck in my arm hair.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I couldn't
exactly.
get the camera off them.
They had nothing to do with each other. It's totally unrelated. and he was admitted voyeurism, was given a 3-year community order with supervision, also ordered to attend a sex offender program, and given a sex offender probation order. Okay, Judge Simon Lawler, QC, said he was torn between jailing Smith as punishment for his crime and giving him a community order, which would allow him to be rehabilitated and protect the public. You decided to take these cameras to prey on women. I have to try to prevent reoffending by you and protect the public in the long term, the Daily Mail quoted him as saying. This article is not helpful because initially, well, okay, in the first paragraph he says that he blamed Viagra and his wife's menopause, but they don't go into any further detail about, like, how he cited this. Like, under what context did someone ask him anything? How much detail did he go into? And what's really good is oddly enough, the graphics that go accompany this article is, like, some sort of, like, I guess the words changing room or something might have picked up some sort of, like, graphic. So it's an advertisement for something, and it's got, like, some sort of doll that you can change into different items, like, which makes you just... there's a drawing of some weirdo. Maybe we could freeze frame this. There's a drawing of, like, some weirdo who's, like, staring at this woman, which really sounds like maybe this is the best advertisement / illustration for the article. It's really quite random and awesome.
It's definitely worth capturing because
it's freaking it's weird.
It's Zwinky, which is a you make your own. Basically, you're creating your own animation version of yourself.
Oh, is that what it is?
And you put clothes on hair and all kinds of things. And although I don't know who the Zwinky crazy guy who looks like he jacked off all over his shirt.
Yeah, like he's got his tongue lolling out. And then, is that
just,
how you pronounce it?
That's
lolling?
Just nasty.
And it's just, wow, does that ever go with the article? It's just genius.
It totally does. It's probably changing room. It's probably, I don't know.
Changing
probably,
room might
I can't
have
think of anything
it.
Else. We're refreshing this page to see what happens.
Okay.
And
one.
We still get the same.
And he's
twice,
animated now, so he's like really like he's just got these like little love hearts going around. I think what I want to do is I'm going to create one at some point that has a woman with her son, you know, in this, and then the dude is like older because this guy looks younger, you know, and then he's got like a package of Viagra that he's holding in his hand, like ripping it apart desperately so he can get the erection. Those are our contenders,
thing.
And then we're just gonna throw a bonus out there just
for entertainment. Okay, so here's the bonus. What attracted you to this one?
I heard about it on my favorite show, Distorted View, which had a whole Tim Henson had this whole great diatribe about this, but it's just like man blames cat for child porn downloads, and his comment, you know, it's much funnier than what I'm going to say, was that it's like, okay, you could maybe say that something happened and the cat accidentally somehow got a picture on your computer when it walked across the keyboard, but it wouldn't get 1,000 downloaded pictures onto your computer. So that's what's kind of like really, really fucktarded. But anyway, read the article, would ya?
I'll ask you to. Florida investigators say a man accused of downloading child pornography is blaming his cat. Keith Griffin of Jensen Beach is charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography after detectives found more than 1,000 images on his home computer. According to a sheriff's report Friday, Griffin told investigators that his cat jumped on the computer keyboard while he was downloading music. He said that he left the room and found, quote, strange things, unquote, on his computer when he returned. Griffin is being held on $250,000 bond by the RIAA. He was downloading music. Just kidding. $250,000 bond in the Martin County Jail. Is unclear if he has an attorney. Now, why is that important? I don't know why that's important, of whether or not it's unclear if he has an attorney. Who the hell cares? Basically, this dude...
you really want justice when you're reading this article. You're like, I wonder if he has an attorney.
Yeah, no,
you know?
Exactly. Like,
I mean, this is
whatever,
what I'm concerned about right now.
So, I don't know, dude, you suck.
Like, it's just...
Because you're an idiot.
It sounds so sad.
So if you're going to download kitty porn, go nuts on that. You get caught doing it, and don't blame your pet.
I mean, I almost admire, you know, that guy in the U.S. who blamed, like, you know, the tweeting, the nude pictures of himself on hackers, because at least it's like, okay, that's not what it was, and that's really pretty implausible, but it's more plausible, right? At least you could say, you know what, I don't know what happened to my computer, I left it here. You know what happened is I had this guy come in, he was a computer tech, And I don't know what he did, because I had some viruses on, and then he did stuff. Like, at least give...
You could have had a plausible story. Exactly. Like, some sort of thing, I hired this company, they came in, I took the computer to their offices, you know, they fixed it, they got it back, and, you know, it acted funny after that, I wasn't sure what the hell was going on.
Yeah, you couldn't prove any of this, but at least you give them a second of pause, you know?
You know...
But the cat. I left the room, and he doesn't say how long he's been, he's like, he comes back, and then there's fucking 1,000 photos. Oh my god! Oh, Cedric, what did you do? Oh, Cedric!
Cedric the porn cat.
Cedric the porn cat. And there's Cedric, you know, and he's fucking, you know, working it. He's like... I mean, let's say the cat did download porn. All right, let's pretend you have like a special cat. Wouldn't it be cat porn? Why would it be child porn? Why would your cat be interested in children?
Your cat would be downloading some pictures of pussy.
Exactly.
You know, you got all kinds of things on there.
Look at that Siamese. Oh, she wants it.
I totally want to do that.
There's cat thank your wing.
Cat thank you. You know what? Now that you've said that, it's going to happen.
Oh, it's totally going to happen. Okay.
So, you know, dude.
Okay, who's the winner?
Who do you think? This guy's pretty highly ranked in my world here because he's such an idiot. But going back to the original articles, the woman who stabbed herself through bleach in her face, and the dude that... you know what? I'm going to go with woman.
Me too.
Stabbed herself to frame Love Rival because...
Okay. Why?
The dude with the Viagra and the thing, sure, it's a stupid excuse, but he obviously has a problem. And, you know, he should be, you know, taken away and then tried to, you know, rehabilitate him from not doing it again. And I think the same thing for crazy dude with a cat downloading pornographer. But this one is, I think, in the same realm, but so incredibly outside of sanity. The other ones are at least sane. Well, I want to jerk off. How do I do this?
I will do it to children
because that's what jives me. I am going to do this to voyeuristic videos I shoot myself in the change room of the local leisure center. This one, I don't even understand how she could have gone from... You know, I can understand she's angry and upset, but wow, like, we're talking unreal, like, just crazy. Like, we're off the rails.
I think... Also, I find her more dangerous, because someone who's willing to hurt themselves in the process, you know, is just so much more concerning, right?
Yeah, well, the other ones, you know, they're quote-unquote not hurting somebody, but they're not physically assaulting somebody, at least.
It's a direct goal.
They are, you know, they're just wanting to get their rocks off.
Yeah. Why? I wonder why she...
I'm not wanting to say that what they did was,
she should have, like...
smart, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like I'm giving her an out, but I'm thinking, you know, I would be a bit more sympathetic if she stabbed her husband, who was the one that had the affair... Because the woman's, you know, definitely a C-U-N-T. I mean, that's, you know, it's her friend, and well, that's really, really, really gross.
Yeah.
But her husband's involved somehow in this, you know, to a major degree.
Yeah.
And so, if she had stabbed her husband and tried to frame it so it was this woman, I'd at least be a little bit more like, well, she's got them both, and this makes sense. I guess I can't really get behind the, I'm gonna fuck myself up, too. In order to make this work,
do you ever have desires to, like, throw bleach in your face?
God, no! Are you kidding?
No. Picture yourself, in one of the angriest times of your life.
Oh, absolutely, like,
I could get grumpy and pissed off, but I don't think I would get so far that I would throw bleach in my face, but I guess...
Well,
it's not really much more of a push to get there.
The other day someone cut me off in traffic, and I was so pissed off I cut off my own nose. I was like, you motherfucker, I will make you fucking pay.
And I'm going to mutilate my body to do it.
I'm going
to
fucking fuck myself up, because that is where it's at. I can't get behind this. I mean, I just think that she's a total fucktard.
She wins fucktard.
She does.
That's just nuts.
It's just awesome. Crazy. So, all right, you, ma'am, with the bleach, the screwdriver, the setting your house ablaze, you are this week's fucktard of the week. Rant.
Okay, so thank you, Wank. Whoops. I can't spell. Thank your wank. Okay, well, I'm going to start wanking. What about you?
All right, well, we thank goodness this website came along, because now,
you know, I just,
have you ever masturbated to somebody and thought, I wish they knew I was jacking off to them, maybe they'd be happy?
I probably
have. Is the answer
have.
No? No, but have...
I probably have. I don't think recently, but I mean, as a, you know, growing up, I mean, when you hit puberty, you know,
yeah,
masturbation becomes something that you almost, if you're not doing it at least once a day, you're, you know, probably weird.
But I guess my question
hormonally
is...
hormonally deficient.
That sounds
but right. I do recall that, it, you know, there was probably times, you know, when I was that old. I don't know. I'll take note next time I wank.
Take note and then think about whether or not you think it's a good idea to tell them that you've been wanking to them and whether or not they would find that hot.
I think some people might find it flattering.
Okay.
I think some people might get aroused by it, but I think the majority would probably go, what? It gross.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think,
and hence the problem.
Mainly because I think people are prudes and, you know,
there's
various subtle levels of being a prude. There's not just one level. There's not, you know, you're not going to be prudish
on every level.
Level. You're going to be, you know, some people are totally happy with some naked dude at a bar coming and waving his thing in their face and they're grabbing on.
Or these people.
Well, that's the thing. I'm saying that I'm sure that there's places like that where there's that level, right? There's that level of non-prudishness. Like, you're at a,
you're totally
at a bar, you're at a club, you're whatever, and some guy is, like, waving his wheelie in your face, and, you know, they grab onto it and do whatever they want to do to it.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, there'd be people like, I assume, like, my mother, who would be like, get away, what are you doing? No, I don't want to see your
penis. I'm now, like, picturing someone jacking off over your mother, though, so
God.
You pretty much ruined everything for me right now.
Well, that's the show,
and
everyone.
And we're good.
Thank
Take care, guys. Thanks for
tuning in. Completely decimated us.
No, I mean, here's my thing, okay? I don't consider myself a prude, although, yeah, everyone has their sort of limits, but... it's that what it is.
You
is
consider
that,
yourself a prude?
No, I don't.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself a prude.
Oh, you think I am? All right. Well, fine.
All right.
If I fuck you, will you change your mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then.
All right.
Let's get back to it. But yeah, I think my thing is just that when I'm not attracted to somebody, I try to imagine they're asexual because. It's not like a definite like thought pattern. It's more that when I'm not attracted to someone, I don't want them to be thinking about me in a certain way because I don't want to be thinking about them in a certain way. And so for me, the thought that someone's jacking off to me if I'm not attracted to them is a real huge creep factor. And I think a lot of women feel that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Women think that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not I don't purport to be the representative of all things female, because I certainly
am
not.
I'm just thinking that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't really.
I don't know. I think it's kind of
absurd because we're all sexual beings, et cetera, et
cetera.
Well,
no. I think it's absurd that somebody can lay claim to somebody else's sexuality in such a way where they would prefer them not to, you know, masturbate to them, but. At
yeah,
the same time, but really,
saying, but okay.
Isn't that something that you want people to do? Like,
yeah.
I, for one, would love to know that hundreds of thousands, millions of women were thinking about me every day and going to town, you know, because that to me is that, you know, even though I'm never going to know, I'm not really going to care either. I mean, I don't want, you know, necessarily to be told every day that, hey, Shane, you know, I totally went to town on myself last night and... Here's the device
I used.
I
shouldn't tell you about
that. Here's the
that.
Lube. Well, you can tell me because, you know, I know you. But here's the thing is that it wouldn't make any difference to me if they did. Where you're saying that you would be grossed out if you...
Yeah, it depends on the person.
But the thing is, you're saying that even if you thought maybe they were, you know, beating the meat to you late at night.
No, if they told me they were, I'd be grossed
out.
Okay,
so it's only if somebody...
If someone actually, like,
somebody,
actually came up and said it. Yeah, because...
And thanks
for making the sausage motion.
He started it. I guess.
We have
our special guest today is Victor.
Who's in the background? Who may or may not
was demonstrating his manliness.
His manliness. We'll talk later.
Anyway,
But anyway, no. I guess here's the thing. I want to be desired, and it's a very hypocritical attitude,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Because
okay. But you only want to be desired by Clive Owen.
No. Oh God, yes, please. It's more of a factor of I want to be desired, and I wouldn't mind knowing the people desired me. But then when I start kind of getting into the next step of people jacking off to me, then you know, I'm flattered in one sense, and then also kind of like, I really wouldn't want to have the conversation with somebody I'm super not attracted to. And I don't know, like, well, okay, so picture this.
Okay,
there's a girl.
Yes.
And,
Just a girl? A random girl? A
random girl.
Okay.
Picture someone you find really undesirable.
Okay. Done.
Okay. And she comes up to you and she's like, Shane, last night I was at home and I started thinking about your body and like all of your body and just how good it would feel against mine. And then I took out a big dildo. I started putting it in. And I was so turned on. What would you then be feeling?
I'm kind of indifferent, actually.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm impressed.
Well, because just being the person that I am, I'd probably go right on. What else did I do?
Even if you were kind of creeped out by her?
Like, oh, yeah. Like, I'd be, you know, I there would be no chance in hell, but it'd be like, oh, what else did I do? Okay, cool. I did that. Wow. I didn't know I could bend that way, but all right, sure.
I wonder if we
if they did the next thing and were like, okay, so let's totally do it right now. No, not going to happen. Sorry.
So then I'll just keep thinking about you, Shane? Like,
you wank away okay, to my level. Okay, so
I got to go right
hotness.
Now because I have to do that. Like, wouldn't that be kind of weird?
Take pictures, please.
Take pictures. I don't know. I guess, I mean, you know,
and just mark on it who you're thinking of at the time. You know, but it's kind of interesting because it reminded me of the scene from I think it was Jersey Girl. No, it wasn't Jersey Girl. It was another Kevin Smith flick. Dogma.
Okay.
And there's a scene in there where they're talking about what this angel, I think it was Chris Rock or something, was, you know, what do I know, or, you know, I can tell something about, I know about people and God knows you and this kind of thing.
Okay.
And the character of Jay said, well, tell something, you know, tell me what, you know, something about me that nobody else knows. And the guy says, well, you jerk off a lot. And he goes, so everyone knows that. And he goes, but when you're doing it, you're thinking of guys.
Oh.
And he's like, so why? And then, of course, you see all these, you know, the other male characters kind of turning, going,
what?
Are you thinking of me?
Like,
So I guess they were bothered by it, but I don't know. I might play along initially in the fantasy, but if I was completely not desiring them, I would definitely not be hopping to wow their day. I guess if they're doing that first bit,
it takes some pictures of yourself just for them. So okay, so let's tell you a little bit about this site. I just want to give you a tiny bit of so I'll just give you my little story of how I came to be in contact with this company. Because
this company?
Because I have their press release. They sent me a personal press release.
Oh, thank you.
So
I
feel very honored. But what started happening was just, I saw a post about it on Holy Taco. And then I thought, this is the most hilarious concept, because I don't want someone telling me when they're wanking to me, right?
Yeah.
And so then I kind of just, you know, just write about it quickly and whatever, and then post it on my Facebook and my Twitter. And then then they started following me on Twitter. So it's Thank Your Wank is now following you on Twitter,
okay.
Which was not as good as the time Bizarre Sex was following me on Twitter, because that just sort of summed up my life right there.
Nice.
I then got their press release, and so that's what I have in my hot little hands, but including little stills from the video. The video is just basically
they actually have a video?
So the trailer that we were just checking out, basically it's just clips of, they talk about the fact
it
came about through Reddit, and then someone said, what if there was a site, I guess, where you could, you know, vice versa, thank someone that gave you a good, you know, you had a good wank because of them. So one of the stills on their site, I think, sums up the whole thing, which is, what if there's a website that worked like this? Link it with your Facebook account, loop through thumbnails of all your friends, flag the ones you've masturbated to. And it just kind of seems like, I don't know if this is a good idea. So Thank Your Wank, this is the press release. Thank Your Wank is a new website that has just been launched on the 11th of July, 2011. We believe Thank Your Wank is the next step in social media, making it a more democratic and open system than ever before. It's a masturbation revolution. This already makes my job seem like it's going to get more interesting if this is the next step. All right, because who hasn't thought to themselves, I wonder if someone out there touches themselves while thinking about me? Do you know what? To be honest, I have never had that question.
To yourself?
I've never really wondered about it.
I somehow think I've ever really thought that, but I'm...
I've just never really thought. I
can't say that I never have. Like, I wonder if so and so totally like goes home and.
I would imagine there must be at least, because everybody, no matter how freakishly weird they are, has somebody that's turned on by them. So I would always assume there would be somebody that's jacking off thinking about me, at least, you know.
Right.
Someone. Whether that's a good or bad thing. Now I'm desperate for it. I'm like, I hope someone's jacking off thinking of me. But anyway, so so it goes, because certainly all of us have pleasured ourselves thinking about someone we know or have seen, and most of the times without having the guts to tell them what we do with our thoughts of them. ThankYourWank.com enables users to vote for people they masturbate to, making them more popular wankies at the same time as they can check their own wank bank balance to see how many times other people have done it thinking about them. But this isn't all! Exclamation mark. It's like they're throwing in like one of the infomercial things. But wait, there's more wank! We would like to take things a little further and not limit our users' experience to the lonely you and your hand situation, so we've set up a system for mutual wank alerts. I think this is the best part of the site. When a user plus ones someone, and this someone also plus ones the initial user, both get an instant mutual wank alert that will help break the ice. That's not a break the ice. That's a break the fucking volcano. I don't know. I mean, it's
allow
pretty intense.
Allow for 60 times to commence.
Exactly. Unless the person also plus one the initial user, she or he will never know how that one did it to begin with. We like keeping things on the safe side. I think that's fine. That actually makes sense because
I agree.
There's no harm in this. No. And for those avid wankers that can't keep track of all the people they would like to think about while fapping, who is that person? I mean, how many people are you're like, you know what? I fucking need a... Anyway, they offer you a to-do list. Of wanking. Like, that I actually can't really get behind. Maybe it's because my wanking is not very diverse.
Well, at the same time, though, I suppose that if you're somebody who is masturbating a lot, like, if you're, say, masturbating...
20 times a day.
You know, a lot... Well, I don't know any guy that does anything more than at least, you know, 3 or 4 times a day, but if they do, power to them. But,
there's a guy on intervention that, like, did it all day.
What?
Yeah, like he fucking, that was his whole thing. Like
that was his whole day. About?
Yeah, well, it was two things. It was the fact that he had a porn addiction, but that he also had a crystal meth addiction, which fueled the porn addiction. Okay. But anyway, all that to say, literally, it was like I don't remember what it was. If it was like 5 hours straight or something like that. Like Chris and I were looking at it, like, man, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah,
like,
it would be very tiring. I mean, I remember.
It was like
all
day, man.
That's so sad.
That's pretty sad. But anyway, sorry. Yes. Okay. So let's say you only masturbate 3 or 4 days.
That would hurt.
It wouldn't. How
the hell could you do that?
I think the last time, though, I think when I brought that up the first time, you said like your penis would be trying to get away from you.
Yeah, it'd be like I'm chafing. Get lost. I'm not getting hard for you. No way.
Leave me the fuck alone. You've had enough.
Talk to me tomorrow, maybe. No, give me a couple days rest.
So if you're fapping all the time.
So if you are jerking off a lot, like if you are a very sexually energized person, I suppose, yeah, if you've found people on the website that you want to jerk off to,
then
you can noting them down, I guess is convenient. Right. But I mean, I'm not somebody who would schedule a masturbation
that's,
either. If it's somebody that's like, okay, I've got the hours of 9 to 4 to kill today. I'm going to jerk off the entire day, and I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow. you know,
this
I'm going to
like
get,
very
you know, I'm going
organized.
To totally wank to these ones.
Yeah, maybe
but
I'm
I'll
just
save
not,
these ones for tomorrow.
Maybe I'm just not organized with my wanking. Maybe,
well,
maybe,
the thing,
they're,
right?
maybe they're I showing think, me a new, whole new way of doing things.
Masturbation should be an impulsive kind of thing.
That's
kind of
how
I don't
feel.
Think it's
and whoever comes
to be...
into my mind at the time, you know, is... Like,
sorry, I'm
right on. Like
I, you used
the word come. Yeah, doo-doo.
Anyway,
no,
but the thing is, I mean, I could see that's a very helpful thing. Moving on to the next option.
So
feature.
You go ahead.
ThankYourWank.com is all about satisfying that curiosity you've always had, helping to get you through those blue days with a plus one, bridging gaps between people, and talking openly about something that's always been fun. That I kind of like, you know, because, you know.
We are prudish.
I will say that, you know, whoever considered himself to be a prude or maybe not, maybe they don't masturbate a lot. They don't participate in that sort of world, which is unfortunate, I think, because what was it? Somebody, some Christian right sort of crazy.
Don't get me started.
I read this article. I don't know. This is going back a few years. And I read this article. It was horrifying, and I was like, you know, masturbation is evil. You're gonna die and get AIDS from your closet sock or something.
That's right, exactly.
And so
it's teeming with fucking.
Yeah,
I
know. Tell you, you're dead meat, and it was really horrible stuff.
It's
like why?
Stuff. Yeah,
and
it's pretty weird.
But then you know what they say that he compared it to, if God wanted us to fly, he would have given us wings.
But God
and
gave
I'm
us
like, but if God
fist.
Wanted us not to masturbate, he would have put our hands where we couldn't reach
right.
our genitals.
I
like
know.
That
God
me.
Gave us the way to do it, and it's
yeah,
easy.
So
it's
there
not like
go.
It's really
so
fucking hard.
It's
to...
apparently part of what we're supposed to be doing all the time. So I totally agree with
no,
it.
No, I think yeah. No, I
if
mean,
if I could sit around and jerk off all day, I might try it for a day.
That might be useful. Actually, I think I have, to be honest.
Really?
Like I have actually, like when porn was rentable instead of like so accessible.
Rentable.
Yeah, like when I used to.
Or
have...
as opposed to you can't find it anywhere on the internet.
Well, but no,
so.
I think that's actually the fact that it's so available means that I don't have to schedule it,
right?
Because right, I can
point.
Just get
good
on
point.
It.
Oh,
time.
That's right. So if
but
you had
back,
to rent it,
yeah,
you couldn't get
I,
it online.
Exactly,
or
and like
you
you're gonna
yeah.
have to return it in 2
that's
days. You
true,
get your
yeah.
your major.
You gotta get
rank,
you gotta
you
get
it.
Your you gotta
yeah,
get your
so
you gotta
like
get your free con like you know.
For with that
okay,
one
I
video,
can see that.
You know,
you know? I
so,
mean,
so that was good. That was
I mean,
scheduled.
You know, when I watched Edward Penishands all those years ago when I was 18 or 19 or how old I was.
Just last year.
Well, yeah. 20 minutes ago.
Exactly. You know, happy birthday
to you. But yeah, no, I mean, it was you know, something that you always rented to use. You didn't rent them to kind of watch them go, that was a good film.
Yes, no, no. What I liked was the lighting.
Yes, I enjoyed the lighting. I really particularly enjoyed how the makeup artist had made her breasts a little more sensual.
And there was the subtext, you know?
Yes,
the,
yes.
The subtext and the theory that we can all be enlightened, if only
yes,
we try.
Yes, well, and that was the cool thing about... Actually, it reminds me of a comic strip I once read where it's this very intense director and he's like, yes, so what we're going to do in this scene is you're going to... You know, think about all of the things that have happened up until this point. That you finally found your mate. Your soul, you know, is singing to the heavens. And yeah, he went on and on and on. And then the director turns and there's some guy there with a camera going, and then we go tight on our tits. You know, and I always thought, wow.
Was it meant to be porn or was it meant to be like anything?
I think it was meant to be porn. They didn't actually have, you know, you didn't see actors or anything, but it was kind of amusing. Because
that's pretty much a lot of movies where you it's know. Just like, that's.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's true.
The
it's like, you know.
Scene and like, let's take a look at her. Yeah.
Like, well, an example would be like Monsters Ball. Mm. Monsters Ball, they have this, you know, reasonably graphic sex scene, you know, close to the end. I'm spoiling the film for you, by the way.
I think everyone knows about this reasonably graphic sex scene.
And, but it's not, but the thing is, when it happens so suddenly, you're not sitting there going, I've got to get my piece out, you know? it happens, and then it's
it
over,
now.
And, but it had the opposite effect of, like, that's what sex is about. You it's impulse, you know, you just do it, and you're done, and, you know, you glow later on, and you know, you're not totally, you know, crazy.
Yeah, so that is something we're ready to segue into what we were just talking about, which, thank you, Wink. Yeah, I want to tell you about their launch that they wrote us about.
Oh, yeah, let's hear more about
so
it.
So they're having some competition, you can win some merchandise, T-shirts. I don't know what the T-shirts say, so why don't we take a look at... I don't know what kind of shirts people would wear that would talk about wanking. Now, by
Wanktastic
the way...
Wanktastic Store.
Yeah, U.S. I guess we only have two choices. Now, here's the thing. I am happy, from what we were talking about before, I am happy about the fact that people will talk about masturbation, because I think that is extremely important and really sad that we've gotten to the point where there's a lot of people that say masturbation is bad and whatever.
Wank like an Egyptian.
That's one of the T-shirts. Wanking 9 to 5. Wank all
wank
over me.
Hard,
for what it's worth,
play hard.
Okay, so some of this looks
wank
like underwear.
Wank all over me.
Okay, now here's the thing. I understand all the underwear that would have any of this on. I don't know why you'd wear a shirt that would say because
yeah, I don't think I'd be wearing a...
Yeah.
I wouldn't be wearing that hoodie.
Because
you know.
There are things that are not work appropriate. As a mortgage broker, per se, you might not want to wear the...
Yeah.
Wank hard, play hard, like an Egyptian.
Wow.
You know, and I might not go into a conference speaking and say, you know, with a... wank all over me shirt
yeah.
just because I don't know what it would invite, you know.
That actually would be kind of dangerous. Could like, you imagine Watson in there be like, I'm a wankaholic?
Yeah, that would probably
wank
be
all over me would be a real problem, you know?
That would,
you know.
That, these, you know, so you know, I mean, while I think the T-shirts are kind of cute, you know, I mean, good luck to them. I hope this works out for them.
I might buy the underwear, but not really.
I don't think I would. I mean, it's like $30.
Actually, scroll up to the $30 for a pair of underwear,
but
yeah,
you know,
I don't think so.
$31 US, which is
what kind of underwear do you wear? Is
it
that style
can.
There, or is that? They're only choosing this.
I think you've got
business
the hip huggers thing. Those are cute. I'm totally into that. I just think I don't see
more
why.
More of a boxer kind of guy.
Okay, fair enough. There are sort of different designs. Okay, these are the designs. The same thing, white ink all over me. And anyway, so those are the options. And then if you follow them on social media, I like that I'm promoting them. I'm going to give this. This will be our half derisive and then half promotional. But while we're half dissing them and half complimenting them, they are having the social media thing where it's like 500.
What is a Tenga
They should be our sponsors. That's where let's fit this in now, just to let you guys a message to thank your wank. We've been saying good things about you through this whole thing. Please don't listen to me. What we'd really like is for you to be our sponsors, because we need some sponsors for our podcast, The S&M Rants, with Shane Burley and Monica Humberg. And now there is a
I want to know what this Tenga egg thing.
Tenga egg they're offering.
So
I think it's an egg that like vibrates inside your.
Oh God!
Area. It vibrated just as he was like staring at it. So here's the video for it. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's gonna vibrate.
Oh my.
Oh yes.
What the hell?
Oh wait. It's for guys. I thought it was for.
It's for guys.
Oh, it's for guys. See, I thought it was you put in your cooch. But no. Oh, okay. Peel the egg. Apply the lubricant around it inside. Insert your penis. Stretch it to the bottom. So it's basically. It's kind of like. Ooh, that's kind of interesting. All right, so anyway, please look up the Tenga Egg Variety 6-Pack. Anyway, so all that to say, so thank your wank. I don't know, I'm not going to, like, say whether this is a great idea or not. I kind of think it's, like, it's cute in its own way. I don't really know how this is going to work unless people are super liberal about who masturbates to them and whatever. Meanwhile, Tenga Eggs, learn about them.
Wow.
You really can't say this show isn't educational.
No, I learned something new just now that I... I'm so horribly
disturbed by.
The video teaser.
Oh, okay. So you can, if you clicked on the site, this is what I really enjoyed. So at one point you could like click on the site and you know, post a message. And when I clicked on the Twitter thing, it said, "What's happening?" Like the Twitter usually asks, "What's happening?" And then it gives you the auto text, which they would like you to post, which was, I found out how many people wank while thinking about me at thankyourwank.com. It's like, that's what I'm going to post on my Twitter. Like, I'm really vile on my Twitter. And even so, it seems like...
That's kind of where you draw the line.
Yeah, like, that message doesn't sound like something I'm going
to... I don't consider you to be vile. I mean, you're sharing information that you found that you think is weird. I don't consider that to be...
Oh, that's good. But, I mean, I swear, and I openly swear, and
well,
I openly...
Yeah,
which
I mean,
I don't have
a
problem with, but...
not... But, you know...
But then I post about sex stuff. But anyway, all that to say, I think that, you know, even knowing that, I think that still seems like a message I wouldn't post. But
yeah,
we did...
I don't know if... Oh, we did?
We did look... No, we did look at...
oh, yeah, somebody has posted
so, okay,
photo.
All that to say, so when you know, we... when we were... I was like, okay, well, let's look up if anyone's wanking to me. And there was a part of me that was like, oh, please let someone be wanking to me, which is so
and
sad.
And you have a single wank.
I had
somebody
a single wank. One
you.
Person is wanking to me. This, you know, this is like the saddest cry for help. You know, please, more people wank to me. But apparently someone is, and I could improve my wank stanks.
But that's your Facebook wank. Photo, right?
That's my Facebook photo.
Yeah, okay. So it's not somebody like hasn't thrown something and doctored your head onto a nude body or something.
There's
or...
no reason they do that because
have
I
you
am
signed up for
fan
an account
fucking fantastic. No, I don't necessarily want to,
I'm
you know,
just
beep.
Or
no, I haven't. I haven't signed up for an account. That's even more desperate than I am about people.
Okay, you know, I was just curious.
No. I wasn't accusing you of anything. I mean, I'm not fucking paranoid. sorry. Awkward. Anyway, so yeah. So there we go.
Well, I searched my name and I'm not on here, so apparently I'm not wanktastic.
So I guess if you're wanking to me, there are other people that would interest you too.
Britney Spears apparently.
This is interesting. I don't think there's obviously anything we have in common, but thank you. I appreciate the commonality.
I can't
think
Ginger
of Lynn,
Ginger
whom I look
Lynn.
Nothing
Who's
at all
Ginger
like.
Lynn?
Ginger Lynn's like some porn actress, right? I think so.
I have no idea.
I think she is, but anyway.
I would assume. Okay. All right. I will assume she is, since that seems to be.
I like that they
those.
Took someone's like Facebook photo, and the Facebook photo is a mutual photo of this girl and her boyfriend. So if you're whacking off to, like, specifically to this picture, aren't you like sharing your love with both of them? It's like,
well,
I
suppose
like her
if you're into that
him,
kind of thing,
if
you're into the group sort of action, I suppose that, you know, that's okay, unless. Unless they were secretly in love with a guy and they just want to prove that they're a man, you know, by having her. Would you wank to yourself?
Oh, you didn't see. I saw this, like, one post about that somebody
was wanting
a clone so they could wank to them, so, like, they could have sex with themselves. No, I... Well, let's put it this way. I mean, there are times I think I'm cute, and, you know, but I actually, when I fantasize about doing things, I don't usually fantasize. I can't really see myself in them. So, all that to say, I don't, I like to picture other people, and it's hard to picture myself. So, no, I would say I haven't really, have you wanked to yourself?
Can't say that I have, but I haven't, just like that it's but I haven't had, question. I haven't, you know, had a website called Thank Your Wank, so.
No, but now.
You never know, in a couple of weeks, okay, I might warm up to it.
This, like, site is so new, because, is that, so, Tori Black, who is just freaking ridiculously hot, and, like, she's a porn star, if I'm right. She's not only a porn star, but she's
had, like, one wank.
And there's so no reason sad. That's the case, because she's actually one of those people, like, genuinely likes her job. Like, she's all, really? Like, you can watch
How
things.
How do you know this girl? You've watched, her, a lot have of you porn. Watched her work?
Yeah, she's so, she's into it, my friend, and she's really hot when she's into it. So, I'm impressed.
Well,
so, all that to
later.
Say. So, Thank Your Wank. That is thank what we have wank. To say about Thank Your Wank.
I'm going to go wank now.
Oh, go for it.
Rant. All right, so Monica, before I dominate you, you have a video here that you want to show me.
Yeah.
Is this a video or is this just music here?
Oh, I think it's just music. This guy rapping. I don't think it changed as much. But what it is...
Sorry, keep going.
No,
How did you find this?
Again,
this video all right. First?
So I'm friends with I'm friends on Facebook, not in person. What? Yeah,
with this guy?
No, not him. Oh God. Oh, okay. I should be though. I will be now. All right, I'm gonna look him up.
Hot.
He's definitely smoking. But anyway, I'm friends on Facebook with Tim Henson, and people always post really awesome stuff to his page, to his like basically his wall, because he has a personal. Thing and basically someone posted this and it was just horrible. It's a white dude and he's rapping. I'm gonna really use that, you know, vague. It's rapping should be a euphemism because it's just really he's not doing a good job of it. But I think it's this song. Like
sorry, I played it by accident.
That's it. Anyway, that's it. Well, that's all I have to say for now. We'll have to listen to it and then
because I love the fact that it has 6 dislikes.
It actually already? The last time
would you actually listen to this? And but this is even better. In the comments thread here, it's 25% of this song is introducing people.
That's really good. Also, by the way, yesterday I looked it on. I was looking at it on mobile, and it had 100% thumbs down. Like 100%.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the okay. Well, let's hear this. I'm gonna take in this culture here. This is your boy, Ziggy V.
It's too extreme in this bitch.
What the hell? Extreme in this bitch? What
does that mean? It's extreme because it's too extreme in it. This rap's too extreme, man.
Mr. Moneyman.
It sounds like he's your accountant.
Money man. My number 6. Money man.
It sounds like a horror film about an accountant.
What? Mr. Money Man.
That is something. And my other homie is my other brother, Daryl.
Here's my mom and my dad, my sister.
My brother.
They're coming along on this... Whatever the fuck I'm doing.
My dog is on a leash and I'm walking down the street. I have my accountant with me. He's making my taxes, bitch.
Okay, oh my God.
No, wait. What is he doing with his dick? He's saying something about his dick. Wait, this is a rematch. He has an epileptic seizure during the song. I'm the goddamn math man. This is like the saddest nerd rap ever. There is still 45 seconds left.
I'm so sad now.
I know. It's pretty bad.
Wow, this just is not...
Not right?
I'm
not okay?
Fucking bored? Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah, so are we, buddy. Oh, okay, here are the tags.
I kill everyone where I killed my dick?
What?
It's like he's trying to be Gangren, but he's just not pulling it off. Like he's.
He looks very white suburban.
Oh, he's totally the white suburban dude. So sad.
What the
Wow, that was cool. Epic!
What the hell?
What's wrong with you? I don't know. If you want, maybe we should listen to it backwards, because I think if you listen to it backwards, you can
You might actually hear some words?
I think you would hear black rappers weeping. That's what I think you'd hear.
Wow.
It's just terrible. It's
Oh, you know who this is? You know what this is? Oh,
What's
my
that?
God.
What's that? We clicked on, like, suggested or something?
No, yeah. I clicked on the channel.
Okay.
The channel is called Unsigned, which means these are people that are unsigned.
Let's hear Enemy official song by...
Wow.
Whatever. No, let's listen to
that. Swag to the extreme. White girl shooting gun.
Oh, this all sounds
What
really
is
good.
All this stuff? Like,
I don't know, but I want to hear this
flocka,
guy now.
No hands.
Is this guy worse? Can he be?
Oh, I'm too nervous now.
Okay, I'm
let's
sorry.
Find out.
It's like they've got some freak, you know, undulating back
man.
And
this,
forth
this
in
just,
the chair. Like you just open
like,
the door
hell?
To hell, you know? It's pretty
Wow,
hideous,
I just
so.
I wanna make movies, direct this world goes on my brain through what?
What good YouTube? This is oh no, it's like a new it's a new rap just on his description. What good YouTube? It's yo boy. T.A.K. Tiro. I like to kick it with the fam, make beats, dance, set. Funny as hell, hit me up. Famals, it's a new breed. Famals, hit me up on the space.
Okay, this gets really good here.
Oh, good?
GED school. After that, college for gaming,
Spelled
movie,
wrong,
directing.
It's collage.
I know.
No, sorry.
I was trying to be nice
oh,
to
I'm
him.
So sorry.
Sorry,
okay.
Dude, you spelled a collage. You're a dork. So he basically is a dropout. He wants to go back to school for gaming, movie, directing, and music. I'm not sure what that is, but it's three different things. But okay, you know.
Books.
I give him props for trying to,
do something for something. But okay, so.
Unfortunately, he's just not very good.
I like his books list. Okay, so, you know, you think if you're not a reader. You know, to each his own, whatever. But you would just not write anything in the book section. Maybe just leave it blank or be like, I like nonfiction. Whatever, something, right? So he writes for books, well, 10 sub, 20 subs, 30 subs, 40 subs, 50 subs, 60 subs. Is this basically his Subway menu? I don't know. 70 subs, 80 subs.
I got a
subs.
Bunch of people coming over.
Thanks you guys. Exactly. I need to place my order. Thanks you guys for digging my channels. I will try everything to come to your need. Ask me what to do and I will make it at your request. Can I ask him to write a song about shooting himself? I want to ask him to make a song about shooting the other guy. Mr. Money Man.
There's obviously something here in the world that I'm missing that I don't quite understand.
Is why they suck. Why they think they're good when they suck? Is this what you're missing?
Yeah.
Because you should know that you suck.
I suppose
practicing
is good.
I suck
at a lot of things, but, you know, this is kind of...
Rant. I think, I'm going to use the Money Man song. Like, I'm going to crash an audition. And when they're like, can you have a monologue and a song prepared? I'll sing this.
So,
be like,
so
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I understand. What's your name? Monica Humber?
Right. Yes.
Humber?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're here for the role of the girl who is singing on stage in the background, and the main actors will come in.
La Traviata. Is that it?
Yes. Exactly. Yes. So, okay. We were just curious if because you're gonna have to sing a bit. So
I can sing.
We need to hear a few bars. So if you could just whatever you prepared for the day.
Yeah. Okay.
And please let's hear. So Joe, can you hit the recorder here, because we want to get this down here for Monica Hum or something or other. So hit it.
I just want to say that this is a song that means a lot to me. So I'm really hoping I don't get emotional when I'm singing it.
Well, just do your best. Do your best.
Okay. It's getting extreme in this bitch. In a casket. My name is Money Man, Mr. Money Man. My name is Money Man, Mr. Money Man. My name is Money Man, Mr. Money Man. ATENG, a Mr. Money Man. That's my name now. Its name is Money Man. My name is Money Man, Money Money Man. My name is. I don't think I can do it.
I had
a brother in his name.
I don't know. Joe, I hope you got that down, because that was pretty good. I think that you're definitely going to get this job.
Okay.
I think that you've done very well.
Thank you.
Passion that you sang with just now, it hit me right here in the heart. So
it means a lot to me.
So I think we can just... Yeah. Joe, can you get Larry? Bring him straight to the stage, because, you know, we should just start shooting right now.
Oh, I thought this was a play.
Right.
Rant. Shane's not the kind of person that would beat his wife. But if you don't listen on iTunes and rate it highly, anything's possible. So make sure you do that. And also, subscribe.
That I didn't expect that.
No,
at all.
You didn't, did you?
No. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And we have lots of fun doing this.
And
I hope you have fun listening to it.
Also, you can find us on our sites. Mine is yourdoseoflunacy.com, and yours is?
Mine is shanesworld.ca.
Shanesworld.ca.
You have to say it like that every time.
Well, why? Do you have to get drunk when you read it?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
all right, well, so get drunk before you read either of our sites, and you'll be doing 10 times better than we are writing it.
Apparently so.
Take care.